Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Have you ever felt like you're doing everything right? But somehow, your blessings seem to be blocked. You pray, you fast, you tithe, but still, you feel like you're not receiving the fullness of God's blessings in your life. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 2, God says, "And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God." But what exactly is happening when we don't see those blessings overtaking us? What could be blocking them? Today, I'm going to share with you 7 things that may be blocking your blessings that you may not even realize, and how you can remove them and experience the abundance that God has in store for you. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, just like a river that's been dammed up, preventing the water from flowing freely, there may be things in our lives that are hindering the flow of God's blessings. But don't worry, because as we explore God's Word, we'll discover how to identify and remove these blockages and open the floodgates of heaven. In Malachi 3, verses 10 to 11, God says, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts." So this scripture, along with many others, tells us that God has promised to bless us. Yet sometimes it feels as if those blessings are being blocked. Let us now look at 7 things that may be blocking your blessings. And number 6 might surprise you. Number 1, unforgiveness. My friends, the first thing that can block our blessings is unforgiveness. As I have told you before in a previous message, when we hold on to bitterness and resentment, it's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. Unforgiveness is a heavy burden that weighs down our souls and prevents us from experiencing the fullness of God's blessings. In Matthew 6, verses 14 to 15, Jesus says, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." So forgiveness is not optional. It's a command from God. When we refuse to forgive others, we are essentially saying that we know better than God. But who are we to judge? In Romans 12, verse 19, Paul writes, "Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord." Therefore, it's not our job to seek revenge. That's God's job. Unforgiveness is like a parasite that eats away at our souls. It robs us of our peace and joy, and it prevents us from experiencing the fullness of God's love. But when we choose to forgive, we are set free from the bondage of bitterness and resentment. We are able to love others as Christ loves us, and we open the door for God's blessings to flow freely in our lives. When we choose to forgive, we allow God to use even the most painful experiences for our good and His glory. Number 2, pride. My dear friends, the second thing that can block our blessings is pride. Pride is a dangerous thing because it causes us to rely on our own strength and wisdom instead of trusting in God. When we are prideful, we think we know better than God.
And warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
We refuse to submit to His will for our lives. In Proverbs 16, verse 18, Solomon writes, "Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." When we are prideful, we set ourselves up for failure. We think we can handle everything on our own. But in reality, we are weak and in need of God's strength. In James 4, verse 6, we read, "But He gives more grace. Therefore," he says, "God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble." When we humble ourselves before God, He gives us the grace and strength we need to overcome any obstacle. Pride can manifest itself in many ways. It can cause us to look down on others, to refuse to ask for help when we need it, or to take credit for things that God has done in our lives. But true humility is recognizing that everything we have is a gift from God. In 1 Corinthians 4, verse 7, Paul writes, "For who makes you differ from another? And what do you have that you did not receive? Now, if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it?" Everything we have, from our talents and abilities to our material possessions, is a gift from God. When we recognize this, it helps us to stay humble and grateful. In the book of Daniel, we read the story of King Nebuchadnezzar. He was a powerful ruler who had accomplished great things, but he was also incredibly prideful. In Daniel 4, verse 30, he says, "Is not this great Babylon, that I have built for a royal dwelling by my mighty power and for the honor of my majesty? But God humbled him and caused him to live like an animal for 7 years, until he recognized that God is the one who rules over the kingdoms of men. When we humble ourselves before God, he lifts us up and blesses us in ways we never could have imagined." Number 3, disobedience. My friends, when we choose to disobey God's commands, we are essentially telling him that we know better than he does. We are putting our own desires and opinions above his perfect will for our lives. In Deuteronomy 11, verses 26 to 28, Moses says to the Israelites, "Behold, I set before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and the curse, if you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside from the way which I command you today to go after other gods, which you have not known. Therefore, understand that obedience brings blessing, while disobedience brings a curse. It's that simple. But sometimes, we convince ourselves that our disobedience isn't a big deal. We think that we can pick and choose which commands to follow and which ones to ignore. But in James 2 verse 10, we are reminded, "For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all." My friends, partial obedience is still disobedience in God's eyes. The good news is that when we choose to obey God, he blesses us in amazing ways. In John 14, verse 23, Jesus says, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." When we obey God, we experience his presence and his love in a powerful way. We also position ourselves to receive his blessings and favor. In the book of 1 Samuel, we read the story of King Saul. God had given him specific instructions to completely destroy the Amalekites and all their possessions. But Saul chose to disobey and keep some of the best animals and possessions for himself. As a result, God rejected him as king and chose David to take his place. Disobedience always has consequences, but obedience always brings blessing. Number 4, unbelief. My friends, unbelief is the opposite of faith, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. When we doubt God's promises or question his ability to work in our lives, we are essentially calling him a liar. In Hebrews 11 verse 6, the Bible tells us, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." Faith is the foundation of our relationship with God. It is the confidence that he is who he says he is, and that he will do what he has promised to do. But sometimes, we allow our circumstances to dictate our level of faith. We look at the challenges we are facing and conclude that they are too big for God to handle. But in Ephesians 3, verse 20, Paul writes, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." My friends, God is not limited by our circumstances or our abilities. He is able to do far more than we could ever imagine. And this is something I have experienced time and again in my own life. He truly blesses us beyond our wildest dreams, continually showing us that his generosity knows no bounds. The Bible is full of stories of people who chose to believe God, even when their circumstances seemed impossible. Abraham believed God's promise that he would have a son, even though he was old and his wife was barren. Moses believed God's promise that he would lead the Israelites out of Egypt, even though he was a stuttering shepherd. And Mary believed God's promise that she would give birth to the Savior of the world, even though she was a virgin. And their faith was rewarded with incredible blessings and miracles. In Mark 9, verses 23 to 24, there is the story of a father who brought his demon-possessed son to Jesus for healing. When Jesus told him that all things are possible for those who believe, the father cried out, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." This is a prayer that we can all pray when we struggle with doubt and unbelief. God is faithful to meet us where we are and help us overcome our doubts. Number 5, fear. My friends, fear is a powerful emotion that can paralyze us and prevent us from stepping out in faith. When we allow fear to control our lives, we are essentially telling God that we don't trust Him to protect and provide for us. In 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, Paul writes, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Fear is not from God. It is a tool of the enemy to keep us from experiencing the fullness of God's blessings. But when we choose to trust God and walk in faith, we can overcome any fear that comes our way. Fear can manifest itself in many ways. It can cause us to hold back from pursuing our dreams, to avoid taking risks, or to stay in unhealthy situations because we are afraid of change. Yet, embracing risks and change can often be a crucial part of following God's will for our lives. When we trust in Him, we find the courage to step out of our comfort zones, knowing that God guides our steps and works out all things for our good, turning our risks into pathways for His blessings and purposes. In Psalm 34, verse 4, David writes, "I sought the Lord, and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears." When we bring our fears to God and trust Him to guide and protect us, He will deliver us from them. In the Bible, we also see many stories of people who chose to face their fears with faith. David faced Goliath, a giant who seemed impossible to defeat. Esther risked her life to save her people from persecution, and the apostles preached the gospel despite facing constant persecution and danger. They chose to trust God and walk in faith, and as a result, they experienced incredible miracles and blessings. In Isaiah 41, verse 10, God says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." When we choose to trust God and walk in faith, He promises to be with us every step of the way. He will give us the strength and courage we need to overcome any fear that comes our way. Number 6, laziness. My dear friends, the sixth thing that can block our blessings that may surprise some of us is laziness. Yes, laziness is a trap that can keep us from pursuing the plans and purposes that God has for our lives. When we are lazy, we are essentially telling God that we don't value the gifts and talents He has given us. In Proverbs 6 verses 6 to 8, Solomon writes, "Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which, having no captain, overseer, or ruler, provides her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest, The ant is a small creature, but it is diligent and hardworking. It doesn't wait for someone else to provide for its needs, but instead takes responsibility for its own survival. Yes, God is our provider, but this doesn't mean that we just sit and do nothing. And remember that faith without works is dead. It is essential for us to actively engage in our faith by doing our part, as true belief is demonstrated through action. Laziness can manifest itself in many ways. It can cause us to procrastinate on important tasks, to make excuses for why we can't pursue our dreams, or to expect others to do the work for us. But in Colossians 3, verse 23, Paul writes, "And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men." So when we work hard and give our best effort, we are honoring God and positioning ourselves to receive His blessings. Diligent and hardworking people can be seen throughout Scripture. Ruth worked hard in the fields from morning until evening to provide for herself and her mother-in-law. And Nehemiah worked tirelessly to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, despite facing opposition and discouragement. They both understood the value of hard work and the blessings that come as a result. In Galatians 6, verse 9, Paul writes, "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart." When we are tempted to be lazy or give up, we must remember that God rewards those who are diligent and faithful. We may not see the results of our hard work immediately, but in due time, we will reap a harvest of blessings. And number 7, lack of generosity. My friends, the 7th thing that can block our blessings is a lack of generosity. When we hold on to our resources with a tight fist, we are essentially telling God that we don't trust Him to provide for our needs. But when we are generous with what God has given us, we open the door for Him to bless us in return. In Luke 6, verse 38, Jesus says, "Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom, for with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you." When we give generously, God promises to bless us in return. But when we are stingy and hold on to our resources, we limit the flow of God's blessings in our lives. And understand that generosity is not just about giving money. It's also about giving of our time, our talents, and our resources. It's about looking for opportunities to be a blessing to others. In Acts 20, verse 35, Paul writes, "I have shown you in every way, by laboring like this, that you must support the weak. And remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that He said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'" When we give to others, we are reflecting the heart of God and experiencing the joy that comes from being a blessing. Let us reflect on the story of the widow of Zarephath, who gave her last meal to the prophet Elijah, and as a result, her flour and oil never ran out. Then consider the boy with the 5 loaves and 2 fish, who offered his lunch to Jesus, leading to thousands being fed. And let us also recall how the early church in Acts shared their possessions and gave to anyone in need, which resulted in God increasing their number daily with those who were being saved. In Matthew 6, verses 19 to 20, Jesus says, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal." When we are generous with our resources, we are investing in eternal treasures that will never fade away. You too can experience this transformative blessing in your own life. My life has been profoundly impacted by embracing this kingdom principle of sowing into God's kingdom. My dear friends, I want to remind you that God's blessings are available to all who seek Him with a pure heart. Let us lay aside every weight and sin that so easily ensnares us and run with endurance the race that is set before us. May we walk in the ways of the Lord so that we may experience the fullness of God's blessings in our lives. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, I come before you with a heart full of praise and adoration. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the God of all creation. Your power is unmatched, your love is unending, and your grace is sufficient for all my needs. Mighty God, you are holy, righteous, and worthy of all praise. Your name is above every name, and at the sound of your voice, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I thank you for your faithfulness and goodness in my life and in the lives of my loved ones. I am grateful for every blessing and gift that you have given to me. Thank you for your protection, your provision, and your guidance. Merciful Lord, I confess my sins before you today and ask for your forgiveness. As you have forgiven me, I also forgive those who have wronged me. I repent of all the barriers that block blessings in my life as I seek to open my heart fully to your grace and favor. In the name of Jesus, I declare that every chain of unforgiveness in my life is broken. I rebuke the spirit of bitterness and resentment in the name of Jesus, and I declare that I am free from its grip. I bind the spirit of pride that tries to exalt itself above your will, and I humble myself before you. I choose to obey your commands, knowing that your way is always best. I reject the spirit of unbelief and choose to walk by faith, not by sight. I declare that fear has no place in my life, for you have given me a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Lord, I rebuke the spirit of laziness and commit to working diligently for your glory. And I choose to generously share all that you have given me, embracing the truth that it is more blessed to give than to receive. Lord, I pray for your healing touch in every area of my life. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every attack of the enemy against my mind, body, and spirit. I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment shall be condemned. I bind every spirit of infirmity, disease, and discomfort in the name of Jesus, and I claim your healing touch over every cell of my body. I declare that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed and made whole. Father, I pray for your protection over my life and the lives of my loved ones. Surround us with your angels and shield us from every attack of the enemy. I declare that no evil shall befall us, and no plague shall come near our dwelling. I pray for your blessing and favor to rest upon us, and that you would give us your peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, as I say this prayer. Together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement as we pray for each other, believing that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. In the name of Jesus, we declare victory over every obstacle and challenge that we face, knowing that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. We claim your healing power, your protection, and your provision in our lives. Lord, we thank you for the work of your Holy Spirit, who guides us into all truth and empowers us to live for your glory. We declare that every blockage to our blessings is broken in the name of Jesus. We rebuke every spirit that is unlike you. We reject every habit or behavior that is against your will, and we choose to walk in your ways. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness and goodness in our lives, and we trust in your perfect plan for us. We declare that we are more than conquerors through Christ, who loves us. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comment section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you. In the name of Jesus, you can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to the channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.